This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? This is very exciting. We are doing our first YouTube live recording. So you're hearing the audio. We're about to go live on YouTube. Are you ready? Here we go. Going live, going live, going live. And we're live. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? We're here with your boy Guinness, the dog Guinness. Thanks for hanging out, everyone. This is a special treat we do here on Hot Breath for all you comedy writers out there. This is our special Write 10 podcast. This is where every week we'll share some writing insights and tips and tricks and different experiences, and we're all open to learning from each other, so this is a great way to do that. So this one was a very interesting topic, actually. This one arose in my class this week. I had a student who at the beginning of class just asked, "Joel, what do you write about when you have nothing to write about?" And it seemed like usually when one of my students asks me a question, I feel like it's a question that is resonating with several other comedians, especially starting out or comedians going through some sort of creative block. So I wanted to share with you kind of my method for overcoming that writer's block. And really, the number one way to do it is to just start small and incremental. And really, don't even try to write funny. Don't even try to be funny. Step one is just to get the pen to the page. That's it. Like I have done on here before, the Write 10 Challenge, where I challenge you to write for 10 minutes every single day. But hey, you know what? If 10 minutes isn't realistic, start with 5 minutes. Start with a line. Writing is a muscle, and the more you use it, the stronger it'll get, the better you will get at writing, the more effective and efficient your writing will be. But especially as comedians, we can get caught up in trying to write funny all the time and trying to force the funny and trying to create magic every single time we show up to the page. But realistically, it's the law of averages. I remember interviewing Tom Simmons on here. He said 1 out of 20 things he writes, it actually ends up worth keeping. So just keep that in mind, that especially comedy writing, it's a numbers game. The more you write, the more opportunities you're giving yourself to hit that note, if you will, to find that next joke, to find that next idea. So the more you write, clearly, just the more opportunities you're going to have to find that next bit that we're all eagerly chasing towards. And so just take the pressure off and just start small and incremental, all right? It could be just writing a line every day. You wake up and you just write a line. Or even a little bit more in general, don't try to write funny. Don't try to be funny. Just write. It literally like journaling. And I'm someone who's 9 years into this game, and a lot of the things and a lot of times I write, I'm not even specifically writing jokes. I am specifically just showing up to the page. A lot of it is just journaling. Some days I'll journal a page and that's all I got for that day. Other days I'm writing for 30 or 40 minutes. I'm a big fan of just the law of averages and just knowing if I can just show up every single day, then something good will come out of that. So just think of it in those terms. Think of it in writing as a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it's going to get, the better you're going to get. But it really does come down to take the pressure off. Take the pressure off. You go out to shows and you're like, "Oh, well, so-and-so has a new joke. Why don't I know?" If there's one thing I have learned from doing almost 170 interviews with some of the top comics in the game, it is to keep your eyes on your own paper. Don't get caught up looking to the left and right. You know, focus on your lane. Don't be looking at everybody else. That's where the traffic is. If you're looking at someone else's lane, that's where all the traffic is. focus on your lane and it's only your speed. So wasn't that a fun little analogy there? Oh, I wrote that this morning in my journal. No, I think that was Dan Pasternak that told me that in his interview on here. So what do you think, Guinness? All right. That's my dog's input on writing. So for this week, even just start small and incremental. For the next 7 days, just show up to the page. However you do it, if you write an entire page, if you write just a single line, just find the small victories and they will snowball into the big difference. But it really does. Even when you don't feel like it, you got to at least put in those reps. I mean, if you want to be a comedian, you know, and that is a thing with this game is that people are like, oh, I want to do comedy. And then you get into it and you're like, oh, so you're telling me this is work? I thought it was just magic. I thought I just showed up and then was magically funny and it was all easy. Spoiler alert, comedy is hard, but it is also worth it. So just put in the time, write with other people as well. That can be a good way to shake it up. If you're finding writer's block and just trying to sit at home or going out and just trying to create something on your own, maybe collaborate with other people. You know, there is such a big power in teamwork and really collaborating, especially in comedy. So if you're finding you're hitting a roadblock, a good way to overcome it in that, get outside of your comfort zone. Maybe if you are writing at home, maybe go to a cafe. Mitch Hedberg would go to like Target and other places, he said, that had a lot of crazy. It was a crazy static environment that forced him to just kind of bring something out of his sense of humor. So get out of your comfort zone. Get into a new environment. Go outside. Go to a cafe. Go to a bar. Just go to a museum. Don't even try to write specifically about your jokes. You can go out in public, and if you go to a museum, you could write some funny jokes about the paintings you're seeing. Or if you go to Target, you could write funny jokes about some of the people you're seeing or some of the products you're seeing. So with our material specifically, it's like our baby and we hold it so preciously and we want it all to just be perfect. But getting your mind outside and starting to kind of exercise a different muscle within your writing body of work, really when you come back to your comedy writing about your joke specifically, you find new angles and new inspiration, new capabilities. I think that'll really surprise you. So if we're going to kind of put a nice cap on this, if you're feeling this writer block, one, don't try to be funny. Just show up to the page. Start small, start incremental, small, sustainable, attainable goals. So if it's just show up, write a line, cool, you did that for that day. Or if it's write 5 minutes, or if it's write 10 minutes. I like the 10-minute goal because 10 minutes, it's just a sliver of time out of your day, but it's still enough of a time block to where you're like, oh yeah, this is great, I'm writing. And then about halfway through, you're like, oh, I'm still writing. And then after 10, you kind of, it's enough time to go through the whole arc of like doubt and like, why am I even doing this, to breaking through that resistance. Because the more you break through that resistance, the weaker that resistance gets. So starting small, starting incremental. Another one, don't even try to be funny. Just write, just journal. If you can't think of anything to write about, start your writing off that way. I can't think of anything to write. I wonder why this is. Maybe it's all the drugs that have killed my brains. I remember the first time I did drugs, I was in high school under my front porch with my buddy Chance. What are the chances I said the name Chance? But you see, now you went in just a couple lines from saying I have nothing to write about to now you are writing about something very specific and personal to you. So in just starting, you'll be amazed where you end up. But if you're like, oh, I don't have any new jokes. Oh, okay. Well, are you writing? Oh, well then there you go. You're not giving yourself a chance to get new jokes. And if you're wanting to be whatever your goal is, if you're wanting to achieve it, are you chipping away at that every day? And just a little bit of writing every day is a very effective way to chip away at that. So Don't try to be funny. Start small and incremental. Get outside of your comfort zone and just go out and write in a separate public place. Just get out of where you usually write. Shake things up. So in comedy, there is a power of threes. I think that is a great top three ways to overcome writer's block. So start small and incremental. Don't try to be funny. Try a new environment. Those are three very attainable ways that you can break up your writer's block for you here. So I hope you found this valuable. I think we could write a blog about this. We just posted. Sorry, that was my dog Guinness saying that. We did just launch our website, hotbreathpodcast.com. We have blogs over there. We have our episodes over there. We have merch over there as well. So hotbreathpodcast.com is a great way to start connecting with the Hot Breathiverse more and seeing all the other great content we have going on. If you want to hear a specific theme of a Write 10 podcast, holla at your boy, joelbyerscomedy@gmail.com. That's a great way. Also, I want to do a Q&A here. So if you have any questions you want to send, joelbyerscomedy@gmail.com is a great way to send that. Or connect with our Facebook group, Hot Breath Comedy Network. Just search it on Facebook and connect with me and other members of the Hot Breathiverse. So congrats, Hot Brethren and Sister. We made it to the end of a Write 10 podcast. So kudos to you for out here on the comedy grind. Keep it up. Anything I can do to help you along the way, feel free to reach out. It's so great to be connecting with you out there. Honestly, that is my favorite part about doing this is when someone comes up. I just met a local Atlanta comedian last night named Angel who came up and said, I love the podcast. And I was like, you just made my whole life. So anyone else out there, feel free to reach out and connect and let's grow and get better at comedy together. And we'll see you on the next one. In the meantime, listen to Rodney Perry's episode this week. If you're looking to become a professional comedian, he drops all the gems. So that is it. I love you all. Peace. Cool. All right. So I just went live on YouTube. I don't know what's going to happen with this, but Hot Brethren and Sister and listening to this right now, I appreciate you. And we will be right back with another Hot Breathisode. You know how we do.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.